And where were we with breast surgeons back in 1989? Well, I think it's fair to say that most hospitals at that time had a designated breast clinic and breast surgery unit. However, they tended to be rather rudimentary, providing perhaps only 3 or 4 sessions per week to women with breast cancer. There were, however, a number of specialist standalone breast surgeons in the country, but the vast majority had general surgical interest. As a result of the screening program, a number of sessions perhaps had to be dedicated to the breast screening work, and general surgeons at the time had to reduce their commitment to general surgery. So there was a tendency to double up on interest. And I remember at the time, a number of senior vascular surgeons seemed to take on breast disease because this provided a good elective component to their lifestyle as well as an emergency component. These people, of course, have now retired. There are a number of surgical oncologists in the country who trained at the places like the Royal Marsden, the Christie, who had interest in breast cancer as well as sarcoma, melanoma, and there are a number of breast endocrine surgeons. However, we did have one great advantage